I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12. We're going to be talking about a foundational truth today. Now, we've been talking a little bit about prayer, and we talked about putting God's word first so that we would have something to take to God. And we're going to learn about the prayer of faith today and really walking in faith. And it is a foundational truth. It's something that we need to get a hold of so that our house won't fall over. You need a good foundation on your home. It's a simple truth, but it's something that the enemy likes to distort, and we've got to get a hold of trusting God. And there's many people that are begging God for healing and health. You know, I was just talking with somebody the other day, and of course, I'm not going to mention any names. It was a family member, and they were talking about a certain thing that they've been diagnosed, and they said, and there's no cure for that. And they've heard this message, and I said, I know a cure. I know a cure. You see, there we have learned to listen to the world so much that we start talking like them. And maybe we're going off of how we feel. Well, Pastor Debbie, I don't feel healed. Well, faith calls those things that be not as though they were. What be not in your life? You need some healing? That be not? You need wholeness? So we don't call things that be as though they be. Well, when you go to the doctor, you do let him know what you're dealing with, of course, and or if you're having to talk with your husband or say, hey, I'm dealing with some symptoms. But, you know, I made a choice a long time ago not to accept sickness and disease as my own. So I don't say I have the flu because I never signed up for it. I'm just saying, I never signed up for sickness. I never signed up for disease. But if I'm talking about it, and we don't need to be Holy Ghost policemen. You said the wrong thing. We don't need to. But there are things that will trip us up. I believe it was Lillian B. Yeoman. I believe it was her. And she was around a group of individuals. And one person came up and, you know, said, Mom, I'm sick. I've got the flu. And she says, and he wanted her to minister to him. And she says, well, as long as you've got it, what am I going to do about it? In other words, you're going to let go of it?
Yeah.
I have the flu. I'm sick.
Yeah.
When are we going to stop accepting these things? You know, the telegram person, the Amazon person comes to the door, knock, 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 knock. I mean, they don't even knock at our door anymore. They got so much stuff, they just leave it on the front porch. But knock, 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 knock. And you open up, and they've got a big snake in their hands. And they're like, I have a package for you. And, you know, it's got a bow on it, but the little head sticking out. Would you say, oh, come right in?
No.
Of course not. Well, that's what the enemy's doing. He's bringing this. It's got a bow on it. But we know there's sickness and disease in there.
Right.
Why do we think that we just got to receive it into our lives? No, no, thank you. You can take that and get out of here.
Right.
So when these symptoms come on you, you remind the devil that in Exodus 23, those who serve God.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't serve him last night. There's something I did wrong. Well, just get back up and repent.
Right.
And get back to serving him.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
Let's not wallow. Let's not allow condemnation to keep us from God's best.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking about how the devil uses condemnation to affect our assurance in faith. Because our assurance says, I've got it.
Yes.
Now, when sickness and disease, you know, put their head up there, you can just immediately say, no, devil, get out of here.
Right.
But if you're feeling those symptoms, if they come on you, what do you do? Well, I'm glad you asked, because we've got the word of God. Now, again, you can just stand in the authority if you told it to leave. Thank God that you're healed. But so many times we don't understand the concept of just originally coming to him and just asking, or just believing that we receive anything in this life. and then using our authority to maintain that. Amen? So let's just learn about the simplicity of that. Now, in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12, is everybody awake today? Hebrews 5:12, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. Now, before I go on, we all do. Pastor Jay and I constantly need to read over the scriptures, you understand? And you have come to need milk and not solid food. Now, the only reason I'm stopping here is I want you to understand that even though we go on to solid food, we still drink milk. They're just saying you're only drinking milk. You're not going on to the solid food at all.
Right.
We're not babies anymore.
Right.
God is expecting us to stand up and start walking a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, are we laying in that crib and mama just giving us the milk bottle all the time? Well, milk is important, and I still drink milk. I drank milk this morning. I like the cream top or the real stuff. I say the real stuff. But anyway, you know, the stuff that hasn't been pasteurized and all that. Moving right along. Now, you've come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word. Now, let me see if I can find it. Pastor Edward Anderson said this once. There are two categories. There's the milk and there's the solid food. And then there's two spiritual conditions. There's babyhood and there's maturity. And then there's levels of proficiency in the word. There's being unskilled and there's being skilled. Now, I know that we all would like to believe that we are just totally mature. We are skilled. There's nothing that we need to know. But how many know there are areas in our life that God needs to get truth to us, all of us? And then these things, we've got to go over it and over it and over it. How many know that if you are a race car driver, those race car drivers don't just learn to drive a car and they get on that track, well, I'm skilled, I can drive now. No, they have to learn so many things to be able. A triathlon athlete, they have to learn several different things. You know, whether that's running or triathlons, I guess they do different things, right? Swimming, what have you. And there's so much in their focus, building their muscles, their mentality, their strength, their endurance. There's so many areas of their life that maybe they know how to swim. Maybe they know how to run. You know, years ago, I was asked to, it was for Farmland Industries. I was only, I think, 18 years old, and I was working there as a chem tech, and we were representing Farmland, and I used to be a good swimmer, but I hadn't swam for a long time, and I didn't have anywhere to practice, so I hadn't practiced. I saw myself swimming, and I said, Lord, I need some help. I saw myself swimming, and I was in one of the meets. They asked me, I'm like, yeah, I'm a good swimmer, but I hadn't practiced for years. That's a little bit sharp. I don't know if you can put some more bass in there. But I haven't practiced for years. And I was sweating bullets.
Yeah.
Because I saw those athletes and they were jumping clear out there. It's like, I don't know if I can do that. I haven't even been practicing. I was good when I used to practice.
Yeah.
But I wasn't up to par. I wasn't going to be able to probably be in first place or win.
Yeah,
maybe second or third, maybe fifth or sixth. Well, moving right along, they had six people. But I was going to, and so I was envisioning myself, but I hadn't practiced. So you can envision yourself using your faith.
Come on.
Right.
But if you never use it,
That's so good.
You're not going to be skilled in that.
That's true.
So first we have to understand it.
Yeah.
Well, they canceled the race right before my run. I'm like, thank God. You know, and I was like, well, if I would have been there, I would have won first place, you know? No, I didn't say that. But I was just like, oh, praise the Lord. I wanted to swim, but I don't know if things would have worked out quite how I envisioned how I used to be. So we can't go on yesterday's faith. We can't go on last week's steak.
Right.
Are you still living off your meal from last week? I don't think so. We can't go off the memory of healing and health and the scriptures. No, we've got to get into the word for ourselves and start getting it back into our heart and believe that we receive if the enemy brings another attack in our life. And I like what one minister says, we've got to practice it every day. But do we know what to practice? Well, moving right along, I've got to hurry up here because I've got to get to some points. In verse 13, for everyone who partakes of only milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. Righteousness is what is inside of us. And part of our righteousness is using our faith, and then it comes on the outside. Righteousness is, we are righteous, but we've got to use that righteousness for holiness, for purification.
Yes.
It comes on the outside because we say so.
Yes.
14, but solid food belongs to those who are full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So it's not that we don't drink milk anymore. It's not that only it's solid food, but we've got to have a good balance in our life, and we've got to have the foundational things. Now, in chapter 6, verse 1, therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles, or it says the first principles, leaving the discussion. It doesn't say leaving the doctrine. It says leave the discussion. One translation says the argument. Are we arguing against the faith message? Well, moving on. And let's go on to perfection. That word perfection means to completeness. It really means to grow up, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Now, repentance from dead works and faith toward God really go together. And it's no wonder why Paul said that first. So repentance from dead works, really dead means inoperative. Remember in James, faith without works is dead.
Right.
It's not working. It's flat.
Yes.
It's doing nothing.
Right.
We've got to move it. How do we move it? Through our words of faith, through our trusting God, and then speaking and or acting in line with what God's word says. So repentance from dead works, or really there the word works, I'll look it up real quick. I looked at that yesterday or the day before, but moving right along, employment. So, dead employment, are you doing anything?
Come on.
You know, have you been employed at a job, but you just sit there and do nothing? And then many Christians, we are supposed to be employed in our faith. We're supposed to be employed in the tools we have in Christ, what we have in Christ, which is what? Well, what have you been redeemed from?
Yes.
Spiritual death, sickness and disease, poverty and lack, any destruction that the enemy has brought in your life, you have been redeemed from that. So those are your tools.
Yeah. Amen.
Faith, peace, joy, anything that will employ your faith. Because faith works by love. Love works by faith, but we know faith works by our peace. Faith works by our joy.
Yes.
Right.
Notify your faith.
Good, Pastor Debbie.
I'm in faith, Pastor Debbie. Okay, we all see that. Not. And yet, we do that all the time. Sometimes I'm dealing with symptoms and my mouth is frowning and my body is hurting. And I'm thinking, and I got to get myself by the nape of the neck.
Yep, yep.
And I say, ha, 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 ha.
Yes,
he, 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 he. What are you, a weirdo? No, I'm employing my faith.
Yes.
I'm employing my joy.
Yes.
And I'm telling my body what it's going to do and it's going to laugh. Body, you're not going to sit here and sulk.
Come on.
I understand you don't feel well, you need to rest, whatever, but you are not going to sit here and give in to that mentality of sickness and disease. And everywhere I go, how are you doing today, Pastor W? Well, I'm dragging along in this life of faith.
Come on.
That's why we need the word.
Yes.
So repentance from dead works, or really from sin, from actions that are wrong, from distractions, these type of things. and of faith toward God. These are foundational things: doctrine of baptisms, laying on of hands, resurrection from the dead, eternal judgment, these type of things. Now, I want you to go to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. Isn't it good to be healed and whole?
Yes.
Pastor Debbie, I don't feel healed and whole. The reason I say that is because I'm in faith. And you'll hear me say that several times. You'll hear us in the praise and worship exhort one another. Yes. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Amen. But there are things that we've got to continue to meditate upon. We've got to mutter it, and we've said this many times, but it bears repeating. We'll be saying it many, 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 many times, and many, 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 many more times again. To meditate, there's a meditation of confession. You don't quite understand it, but you're just confessing it, and you're meditating on it, and then it becomes revelation.
Yes, right.
It starts out as knowledge. That then it becomes revelation. See, I can tell when people are getting it because they're like, But don't think that we've arrived. Don't think that we can pass that step. Pastor Nancy made a statement, and I'm just going to find it and read it real quick. She made a statement. We're going to find it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Here it is. Yeah. Don't make the mistake of substituting the belief in healing for the actual taking of God's medicine. Don't make the mistake of substituting the belief in healing for the actual taking of God's medicine. Meditation is how you put it in the verse and how the verse gets in you. Meditation is how you drive that word down into your heart. I know I'm a little hot, but we're good. You know, praise the Lord. I'm a woman. No more explanation than that. Moving right along. So we don't make the mistake of substituting the belief in healing. In other words, start meditating on it. Start meditating on it. Don't just get in a mentality of a symptom comes in your body and okay, I'm just going to speak over there, I'm just going to rebuke it, and then I'm going to go on. Now, if you've been meditating and taking your medicine, you can do that. You don't have to turn that down. I'm saying I'm a woman. Ask your wife when you get home. All right, praise the Lord. And we're not confessing any bad thing over being a woman. But I don't feel the need to explain that right now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Move right along. And I don't know, Anna's not 50 or 60 yet. Again, but I'm just saying, I'm not calling things to myself, but there are some natural things that happen. Moving right along. So ask your mama. Your grandma, whatever. I'm not your grandma, by the way. Alrighty, moving right along. Meditation is becoming one with the Word. You're becoming one with it. It is becoming one with you. We don't get healing by the memory of healing verses, just like we don't get fed by the memory of food. God has assigned our attention. We are not authorized to reassign it. God has assigned our attention to His healing word, to His prosperity word, to His word that says we are forgiven. And we're not authorized to look at something else for the answer. That's what Pastor Nancy is saying. Amen? So, have you gone to Genesis 1.
Yes.
All right. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. So God needed light on the earth. He needed things on the earth, but He had to say it. for it to come to pass. God is faith. Just not has faith in him, but God is the word of faith.
Yes.
Jesus is the word. And we speak the word in faith, then we are in line with what he is saying. His word is equal to him. The word of faith is equal to God. Become one with his word. He was in such unity and sync with his own word that he spoke it and it came to pass. Now, we're not God, but we're becoming skilled in learning that what we believe in our hearts, and understand, to believe in your heart, you got to get something in there. Comes through the mind gate, goes down to the heart. You've got to get the word of healing in your heart. You've got to go to Isaiah 53, 3 through 5, and meditate on that. What does it say? And not just the memory of it. We've got to go to Romans 8, 11. And we've got to look at it. Recently, I wrote out several scriptures, and I've been confessing them. And I've read these scriptures for years, but I realized what Pastor Nancy was saying. I was going by the memory of it in many occasions. And I needed to get it back down into my heart through meditation, not just memory, not just a mental. You understand, people come up to me and they start rattling off, I'm blessed in the city, I'm blessed in the night, I'm blessed in that guy, okay, I got it, you're blessed. Now, do you believe that?
Yes.
Because you've been rattling that off
so
long.
Yes.
Is it down in your heart through meditation?
Right.
Oh, well, just, you know. The new Christians, they're the ones that have to meditate.
No,
we got it down.
No.
That's what you call tearing up the foundation. Because we got to go back and make sure the foundation's good. We got to go back and make sure everything's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Some of us haven't even built a foundation. Still drinking milk along that line. Because we don't understand. We've been taught so much about faith, but not the fact that we have it and how to use it. So we're going to get there too. God said, let there be. And that word be means to become, come to pass, to exist. Let there be light. So he already believed in himself and he said it. And that word of faith that came out of his mouth, it made light. If you want light to be generated in this auditorium, what do you have to do? You come in, it's dark in here. It's not a trick question. You just have to turn on the light, right? And when you turn on the light, it helps the light source go through the wires to these can lights, and it will light them up. We have a master electrician in here. That would be Brennan Budak, and he does many of our things. Is that right? And if you have a generator, if there was a storm or something that put out the lights, then you have a generator that bypasses and goes to, and you have to turn on that generator, and it will generate. Now, it doesn't, when the minute you turn that generator on, the lights don't just go boom. Many times you see a Why? Because there's power going there. It takes a little time to get that full power there.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So what we're doing is we're learning that we have faith. You have the faith of God inside of you. You have the characteristic of faith, of love, of joy. Please don't pray for peace. You have it inside of you. How do you know that? Well, in Galatians 5, you can go there real quick. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5. And we have the fruit of the Holy Spirit. It says in verse 16, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Let's go on down to verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit. And really, that's the fruit of your human spirit by the Holy Spirit. When Christ came and lived inside of you, he gave you life. And inherent in that life is faith and joy and endurance. You don't have to eat five pieces of pie if you say, I'm not going to do that. If you believe what you say. I'm just saying. Long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, which is faith. I'm reading out of the New King James, gentleness, self-control. All of these are fruit of the human spirit. And just like we said, you don't go into a gym and say, I need some muscles. You don't go in and say, I need peace. Right. You don't go in and say, I need, my mouth is waking up in Jesus' name. You don't go in and say, I need peace. I need love. I need endurance. You don't go to somebody else and say, pray for me. I need something. You've got all of the faith inside of you that you need. You just have to learn to be skilled in it. Are we still drinking milk? Are we still? And that's okay to build that foundation. There's nothing wrong with a baby taking a milk bottle and growing up. So if somebody's there, there's nothing wrong with that. We are at all different places. But at the same time, there are those that have been in the church for years that still, I don't know if I can believe for that. Yet you've been hearing that message about trusting God for years. So we're going over these principles again, like Paul said, because we need to get the foundational things. And not argue against them like some people. I don't know about that faith message. Well, without that faith message, how'd you get saved, dude? Are you awake, Ian? Give me a big smile. Thank you. You're a good sport. I appreciate that. All righty. Just one of these times, I'm going to say something. It's going to hit me. It's just going to, woo! All right, moving right along. Or maybe the person next to him. Moving right along. Well, praise the Lord. So you've got the fruit of your human spirit, and we've got to grow because these are in seed form. Just like that mustard seed. You got to put it in the ground, and it grows up, and it becomes this big mustard tree, right? I don't know what a mustard tree looks like, but moving right along. Now, let's go. Let me get there. Now we're getting to the exciting stuff. Let me read something here. And this comes out of chapter 5 in Understanding the Faith Process. I encourage you to get the Divine Healing and Health for Today. And go to chapter 5, and it talks about understanding the faith process, all right? And there's a statement I make in that first paragraph that says, there are steps to believing. There are steps to this believing process. And the believer must first understand and then walk out these steps in order to obtain the full, or complete benefits, receiving the end or the completion of our faith. Now, we'll move on and you'll begin to understand. In Mark 11:22, and you can turn there, Mark 11:22. Oh, there she goes again. Go to that Mark 11 verse. You know, we all know that's Dad Hagen's verse. In my Bible, it did not say next to that, Dad Hagen wrote this. He just got the revelation of it. So let's learn the revelation of this verse. Mark 11:22-24. It says, have faith in God. And that means the God kind of faith. It means you have the faith. Not somebody else. Not the priest. Not the pastor. You have faith. You have, what is the God kind of faith? Well, we were just talking about that. It's the fruit of the human spirit. But it's in seed form. And we've got to become skilled. How do we grow it? We've got to start using it. To where we're using it every day for everything in our life. I mean, I go throughout my day and I've noticed that it just springs up, somebody will come to my heart and I'll just pray for them. I'm doing it in faith. Sometimes I will speak as it comes to my spirit. As I hear the Holy Spirit, I say, Father, we need them. I heard this from my pastor. If we need them, you need them. Now, I'm talking about somebody that's been hit with symptoms of sickness and disease, and they're going through a trial of their faith, and the devil's trying to take them out. And for whatever reason that is, there could be 100 different causes for that, but understand that we just have to be in a place of, if we need to say, I'm sorry because maybe we didn't treat our bodies right, maybe we need to say, I'm sorry because we weren't walking in love and the enemy got in the door and brought symptoms. Maybe it's just because we're in the cage with the lion, but we have the name of Jesus, which is the whip. And we're supposed to learn to use that. So for whatever reason, sickness and disease, maybe it's because we're not fulfilling God's plan. There are people that just want to go to the church they want to go to. Well, you're saying that because you're a pastor. I understand that, but I want to help you. You see, because when I go to heaven, God is going to require, did you do what I asked you to do? Did you teach them what they need? Did you teach them not to forsake the assembling together of the believers? Did you teach them that they can't just go to every church they went to like their hairdresser? Like their favorite doc? Did you teach them that? Well, Lord, I wanted to be nice. I wanted to be sweet. Teach them how they could get a new washing dryer, you know, get a new car, use their faith for prosperity. But, you know, tell them they need to come to church and be faithful. That's on the borderline. No. If we're not obedient, the enemy will get in through a door. Why? Because it affects our assurance. So it says, have faith in God. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So it's talking about two things here. One is speaking to the sickness and disease, and we'll just use sickness and disease. You could say poverty and lack. You could say, you know, to destruction and famine. It says, I will laugh. Well, we speak to it, right? We tell it that we're in control, that we have the authority in Jesus' name. We've got to use our faith. All right, so he's talking about speaking to things there. And he's using the mountain as illustration. We could take that mountain out and say, I say to you, whoever says, be removed and cast into the sea and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done. And that word done is the same, it's in the Greek, but it's that same Hebrew meaning as Genesis 1:2 there, let there be light. And that word done means to be generated. Come to pass. You know that song? It shall come to pass. What the Lord has said to me, it will surely be. It shall come to pass. It will be done. Amen. It will come to pass. It will be generated. That's what we were talking about. The light that is generated by flipping the switch. What's the switch? Well, it's obedience to go to the scriptures, get a revelation of who you are in Christ and what you have in Christ, which is healing and health. Find a scripture that you need. What's a specific scripture? And I would encourage you, find two or three, and there are plenty of them on healing. He sent his word and healed you. Romans 8:11, the same spirit who raised Christ from the dead will quicken your mortal body by the Holy Spirit who lives in you. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and he went about doing good and healing all. And I say, that same anointing of the Holy Spirit and power lives in me, and it's doing good, and it's working healing.
Yes.
And I go to that Exodus 23:25 there, and I say, Father, I'm serving you. If you sinned, repent. But Pastor, I don't know how to stop sinning. The first way to stop sinning is stop talking about it.
Yeah, that's right. That's good.
Stay a step ahead with your mouth.
Yeah.
Stop talking about what you can't do.
Yeah.
stop yielding to condemnation, and that assurance of faith will come into your heart. But you've got to put the word specifically for what you need. What do you need? Well, Pastor Debbie, I went up there, and you said that the healing anointing was in your hands. You know, it's not me. It's the anointing of God that he distributed, remember, to his disciples. Mm-hmm. And there are ministers today that God uses in the healing ministry, and there's an anointing. But how many know we've got to believe that we receive that anointing, just like we believe that we receive health and healing any other way? Well, I received an anointing, but nothing's changed. What are you saying? We're not going by sight. We're not going by feeling. We're thanking God that it went into me and it's working.
Yes.
It's working in me, Father. It's not about what I feel like. The problem is many times we'll short circuit it by our disobedience, and then, you know, we go in, we're living, you know, some people, not everybody, living, you know, in sin in some areas, and then we come back, and then we got to get rid of the condemnation, and then, you know, 2 months later, we're back receiving again. You don't have to pray the prayer again. I don't have to lay hands on you again. Many times we will only lay hands on you again because we're just allowing that anointing
yep.
to work in you.
Yes.
But I'm not praying for you a second time.
Mm-hmm.
There's one minister who said that if we pray 8 times, we pray 7 times too many. I'm talking about for a specific thing. Have you already prayed about that situation? Is there something new light that comes up? The doctor says, well, and you're dealing with this. Well, Father, you get in the scriptures. You find out who you are in Christ. Well, I already know who I am in Christ. Well, meditate. Look at the scriptures that promise you health and healing. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised. He bore my sickness. He carried my pains. And I will say to my body, he bore sickness and he carried pains. Therefore, that other symptom that the doctor was talking about, just like Jesus said, talk to that mountain. Have the faith of God. Anything new come up, you say in Jesus' name, turn around.
Yep.
There was a period that I was dealing with heart palpitations, and I lay my hand on the chest and I say, you're healed.
Yes, that's right.
You're whole.
Amen.
You're full of life. You're strong. What symptoms are you dealing with? We're not trying to outdo anybody else. Well, I got 20 symptoms. How many do you have? Have. Faith in God. But notice there in verse 24, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask. And that word for ask means ask, call for, or require. Whatever things you ask when you pray. So now he's talking about pray. Believe that you receive. So whether you speak to it or whether you just pray to the Father in Jesus' name, you can speak to it in Jesus' name, or you can pray to the Father in Jesus' name. And we'll read the scriptures. Let's go to John 14. John 14, are you here today?
Yes,
just breaking it down and making it easy. So whether you speak to it like a mountain and tell it to go in Jesus' name, or whether you pray to the Father in Jesus' name, you still believe that you receive it. And you go your way thanking God. And it's all based on the scripture. Faith is a substance. It's the foundation. Substance means foundation. Faith is the substance. Faith is a foundation of those things that we are confidently expecting.
Yes.
Are you expecting anything? I said, are you expecting anything? All right. So John 14, verse 12, and you may want to write that down because you got to read over this on your own time. John 14, 12. Most assuredly, I say to you, Jesus was saying to his disciples, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask, and that word ask means to ask, call for, or require. Now, you've got to look at the context of this scripture. I said you have to look at the context to see if it's talking about asking, calling, or requiring. I go to my Father, and whatever you ask, call for, or require in my name. His name is the badge that allows you, that gives you the authority to say. In my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And I believe it's a paraphrase or translation says, if I don't have it, I'll make it. If I don't have it, I'll make it. I believe that really in the Greek, one minister brought out that that's the true meaning. If I don't have it, I make it. So, ask, call for, or require. Notice Jesus said, I'll do it. What is the context there? He's not here. The Holy Spirit is in you. You're going to have to require it. You're going to have to. He's doing it, but we are the ones that have to use our faith and initiate it. His power is doing it, but we have to initiate it. Let's read that again. Whatever you ask in my name, whatever you ask, call for, require, whatever you call for in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Notice in John 16:23, the difference here. This is talking about actual prayer, about actual asking. John 14 really is talking about calling or requiring in Jesus' name. But John 16:23 says, in that day you will ask me nothing, ask, call for, or require. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Yes. Yeah. Notice, we will either claim our needs in Jesus' name, or we will pray to the Father in Jesus' name. We won't pray to Jesus because he's gone to the Father. That's what Jesus was saying. Have the God kind of faith. You can say, or you can pray, but believe that you receive and thank God. Go your way thanking God that you're healed. Base it on a scripture. Make it your own. Become one with the Word. Do you have revelation of God's Word? Get a revelation of who you are in Christ. I am the healed of the Lord. I am the prospered of the Lord. Are you dealing with condemnation? Lay that down. Yeah, but I missed it 5 minutes ago. Lay it down. Repent and move on. And what do you say? It's very crucial at that time. Father, thank you for strength. I'm an overcomer. Thank you for strength. I can do all things through Christ. Thank you, Lord. You work in me both to will and to do of your good pleasure.
That's right.
You work in me both to will and to do of your good pleasure. If somebody's having a hard time coming to church or being involved, or they're going back and forth into a life of sin, if you're listening to this on live stream, start saying that scripture. You work in me both to will and to do of your good pleasure. And you're going to have to fight the flesh. You're going to have a cry on your hand. Just like if you told your son that you're going to World's Fun, you tell him not anymore. Now, that's not right. But I'm talking about you're telling your body you're not just going wherever you want. You're not doing whatever you want. And you're going to have a cry on your hands. And there are going to be times when you're going to want to go watch your favorite programs. You're going to want to go do this. And your flesh is going to want to do this. And what you do is you go pick your Bible up. And you start reading your Bible, or you start reading the book of the month. And read something that will feed you spiritually. And as you eat good, you become more hungry.
Right.
When I eat a really good steak, I want more.
Right.
When I go to Andy's, I don't want just one of the little cups. I want a big cup because it's good. You understand? What time is it? Yeah, we're almost through. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, almost through. If things are backing off, bouncing off, not backing off, if things are bouncing off, If you're having a hard time concentrating in this service, just keep on coming. Yes. Just keep on listening. You might say, "What? My attention's not very good." Stop saying that. Start meditating. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
That's right.
It's the Holy Spirit who works in me. He's refreshing me. Sometimes I'm laying there in bed, and you know how many times I'm just saying, I'll be refreshed for the morning. I'll be refreshed for the morning. And morning comes, I don't feel so refreshed. So I remind my body, you're refreshed today.
Yes.
Because your body will go in line with your words. You've got to believe what you're saying. And there are times, it's when you're walking out the door that it finally kicks in, but it's got to kick in. My Father is true, and He would not lie. And He said, if you trust me, if you believe that you receive, it'll turn around. But there are things in our life that we're becoming more skilled. And we have to give our attention. Attend to my words. Proverbs 4:20. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart for their life.
Yes.
That word life, it's quickening power. The God kind of life. The fullness of life that lives inside of you. So what is faith? Faith is a trust in God. And it becomes inhibited through doubt and unbelief, through not walking in love. It's like there's a bridge. Your faith is this bridge where the power of God is able to go over that bridge and go to every arena of your life, in your body, in your finances, whatever you need. But there are things that will inhibit that. The bridge is out. If you're not walking in love, if we're not being obedient to the plan of God, if we're not in peace. Remember, I don't know if you heard, but recently Pastor Nancy talked about a service when she was younger, and Dr. Dufresne called on her, and she had a tongue and interpretation. And there are three things that were tied to healing that she gave in that tongue and interpretation. And there's other things involved, but that's what the Holy Spirit was saying can trip you up. Peace, mm-hmm. Being in the plan of God, and rejoicing. Are you in peace today? Do you know that God's got it? If you don't, go back to the knowledge of His Word. Find out what you have in Christ and meditate on the specific things. Make it your own. And then go and either speak to it by faith or pray to the Father. Believe that you receive it. It does the same thing, the same outcome. Amen. He's so good to us.
Yes, He is.
He's so benevolent. Why don't you stand up? Have you learned anything about receiving from God today?
Yes.
You know, a farmer of prosperity plants seeds so that they can grow, and then he speaks over them. But it's the same concept. He also commissions the angels of God to go forth and bring in the money, because how many know that Adam was the ruler of the garden, but he allowed the devil in, and then he was kicked out of the garden. He lost his authority, but we have it back in Jesus' name. And we can use Jesus' name. See, we have the power of God, that same power that was breathed into Adam. We have the life of God. We have that creative power of God. It's a creative power that if we say it, it will create things. What do you need in your life? Don't be discouraged.
Amen.
Write the scriptures out. Take some time. Most people will take time to sit down and just do menial things for a couple hours. Take the time to write down some scriptures, put your name in there, and just start speaking over it. And they'll come back to you when you're in the car. It's not hard.
Yeah.
They'll come back to you when you're sleeping and you wake up at night. Maybe you're dealing with symptoms. Thank you, Lord, that same spirit who raised Christ from the dead, quickens, gives life, is working in me. God will show you natural things that you can do. You know, I'm a supplement girl. But at the same time, I put God's word first. Because you can take supplements, and like Pastor Nancy said, you can eat all the broccoli you want. and it's not going to work for you. Why not? You got to do it in faith. So do the natural things in faith. When I eat my breakfast, I do it in faith. When I eat my lunch, I do it in faith. That's why we pray over our food. You ever wonder, why are we praying over our food? Because we're speaking faith over it. Because there might be things in that food. Probably is. But we try not to think about that. We bless that food.
Yes.
What are we doing? We're using our authority so that we're kept and protected. We're not calling things to us. We're just saying, you know, we're protected and kept. Jesus taught us to pray. He taught us to bless our lives and our days, didn't he? He taught us to bless our food. Amen. Amen. Well, just lift your hands to him and thank him. Take an opportunity and say your body's healed, whole, strong, full of life. I don't know if you can play this or not. Strengthen to my heart. Let's go to the key of C. Then we'll go to E minor, to F, to G. Let's go back to C. Strengthen to my heart. Strengthen to my mind. Strength unto all my flesh. Strength all the time. Strength unto my heart. Strength unto my mind. Strength unto all my flesh. Strength all the time. Yes, your word's alive to me. Your words bring sweet peace. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Your words are life to me. Your words bring sweet peace. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Strength unto my heart. Strength unto my mind. Come on, sing that. Strength unto all my flesh. Strength all the time. Strength. Strength unto my heart. Strength unto my mind. Strength unto all my flesh. Strength all the time. One more time. Strength unto my heart. Strength unto my mind. Strength unto all my flesh.
Strength all the time.
Strength unto my lungs. Strength unto my lungs. Strength unto my lungs. Strength unto my lungs, I said. Strength unto my lungs. Just say that. Strength unto my lungs, it's working. Strength unto my lungs. Strength unto my lungs, oh yeah. Strength unto my lungs, oh yeah. Strength unto my lungs. Strength unto my lungs. Strength all the time, your words. Your words are life to me. Your words bring sweet peace. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Your words are life to me, Lord. Your words bring sweet peace. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Oh, strengthen to my heart. Strengthen to my mind. Oh, strengthen to my flesh, oh yeah. Strength all the time. Come on, say, strengthen to my heart. Strengthen to my mind. Strength unto all my flesh, Lord. Strength all the time. Strength.
strength all the time. Oh, your words are life to me. Your words bring sweet peace. Hallelujah.
Well, the anointing of God is in this place, and if you would like me to agree with you and just lay hands on you and minister to you, that healing anointing will go into you and minister, you can come up here if you would like that today. And the rest of us in the congregation will just be saying, strengthen to my heart. Isn't God's word wonderful? His word is so good. Turn your hearts toward God this week. Take times more than last week and get more skilled in your fellowship with the Father, in your fellowship with His word, in getting the specifics of what you have in Christ, and then using your faith to believe that you receive that. Amen. Whether you just speak to it, or whether you go to the Father and say, Father, I'm asking for this. Amen. We love you. You're your joy to all of us. Thank you so much.